Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 1743, visible, translated text is as follows. To McKnight, who held up his right hand and swore that every word contained therein was the truth in every respect. Dam McIntyre, Jr., sworn for the movant. On Tuesday, May-April 14th, 1914, I was in an automobile with Dan S. Lahan and C.W. Burke and Fred Lynn, who was the chauffeur driving the car. When the streets of Glynn and Pulliam in the city of Atlanta were reached, we met a Negro who said that his name was Albert McKnight, and who C.W. Burke also said was Albert McKnight. I heard Dan S. Lahan questioning said Albert McKnight with reference to an affidavit which he had made to C.W. Burke on January 19, 1914, and I heard Dan S. Lahan read said affidavit to McKnight. And McKnight stated that it was the truth in every respect, and said that he was ready and willing to sign the affidavit again before me, who am a notary public for Fulton County, Georgia. I was in possession of a copy of the affidavit which McKnight had sworn to before C.W. Burke on January 19, 1914. And after reading it to McKnight, it was discovered that McKnight had changed his address and place of employment, and it was decided it would therefore be necessary to write another affidavit, changing the same to his present address and place of employment before securing McKnight's signature thereto. McKnight told me that as soon as the affidavit in question had been changed with reference to the address and place of employment, he would gladly and willingly swear the same, as it was the truth in every word and respect. We then left, said Albert McKnight, with the understanding that we would return within a day or two for his signature, which McKnight said he would give. On Wednesday, April 15th, 1914, still accompanied by Dan S. Lahan and C.W. Burke, I met the said Albert McKnight in the terminal station in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. I had with me a copy of the affidavit which McKnight had made to C.W. Burke on January 19th, 1914, the only changes being made therein being the address and place of employment of said McKnight. And I read the affidavit to McKnight, who held up his right hand and swore that every word contained therein was the truth in every respect. Frank Eskridge, W.M. S. Ansley, Jr., V. Carter, Jr., sworn for the movant. We know D.L. McIntyre, Jr., and know his general character for truth and veracity. The same is good, and we would believe him on oath.